This is GQDN for Monday, March 25th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And yes, there's a sale going on at Audible, but that requires you to pay. You get the free credit, then you don't have to pay. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Great, delicious stuff. It gives you energy to get through the day. Little bit caffeine to it, but yes, very good stuff as well. 25% off of your purchase if you put the word quest in the promo code. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And also by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a free demo coming, and there's a bit of an entertainment preview, and PlayStation's in the esports scene. But today, we bring you an update from Dragon's Dogma 2. And according to PC Games N, there's going to be some nerfs to the microtransactions because of the stuff that showed up on the game's Steam page. Now, there's going to be a number of fixes that'll be coming to Dragon's Dogma 2. That'll be across all the platforms in future patches. And basically, it was the $2 stuff, and that goes over to your changes of your looks. And PC Games N also said that Street Fighter VI, Resident Evil 4, and Exo Primal also had the microtransactions at its launch, with its ways of skipping the grinding. But with Dragon Dogma 2, that was spurring some discussion around their implementation, because that was a part of it too. Now, the patches are indeed being made, but there are no release dates for those patches to make those fixes. So, we'll see when that happens. But some of those updates, according to Eurogamer, says that the game could be including a 30 FPS cap, and players will be able to switch the ray tracing and motion blur on or off. So we'll see what happens there. So some of the patches will be good and some of them will be bad. Or some will be different. Not bad, but different. I shouldn't say bad. That's my bad. But here's are some of the changes. They are changing the number of art metamorphoses, the items available at the Pawn Guild, and the number will be 99. They'll have some text display fixes, other bug fixes, and there'll be some quests that allows players to acquire their own dwelling. And like I said, for the Switch motion blur will have the options, and ray tracing will have the options on both Xbox X and S and PlayStation 5. And there'll be the frame rate option. They'll go to variable or max 30 FPS and options. Now the options will not affect the frame rate significantly. The frame rate improvements are planned for future updates. That is what Dragon's Dogma 2 is saying. As far as what Switch goes, they'll have some quality improvement with the DLSS super resolution enabled, and they're fixing an issue where models appear low quality under some specific settings. So there is indeed that. Now, we get to more news because the Twitch CEO, via SVG.com, was trolling their fans over Dr. Disrespect. Now, the Twitch CEO, Dan Clancy, did make an appearance on the Ms. Kip's YouTube channel, and they had a long and lengthy discussion about the platform's past, present, and future. Now, throughout that discussion, Clancy also fielded questions from Ms. Kip's fans, though most of the questions were about Twitch itself. And Dr. Disrespect, that name, finally did come up. So here's what Clancy did say about that. Quote, "Let me tell you what really happened. There was an alien invasion. The aliens actually possessed Dr. Respect, okay? They actually took over the globe using Twitch. The only way we could save civilization was to take the action we did. So it was to save civilization." Now, that answer did give a bit of a subtext surrounding that situation more clear, according to SVG. But under some of the legalities, he cannot talk about it. And according to the ruling, neither party can admit to any wrongdoing. Even Dr. Disrespect did put up an X 2 years ago after the lawsuit, quote, moving on, end quote. And he showed a picture of what was signed. Now, there were some remarks after that, but we will leave that to that. Oh boy, here we go. Now we got rumors. IGN is saying that there could be an Xbox handheld because Phil Spencer was talking about it. So he had an interview with Polygon, and essentially what Spencer was saying was, quote, I want my Lenovo Legion Go to feel like an Xbox. I brought the Legion Go with me to GDC. I'm on the airplane, and I have this list of everything that makes it not like feel an Xbox. Forget about the brand. More like, why are all of my games there? Do all my games show up with the save files that I want? I'll tell you one game that doesn't right now. It's driving me crazy. It's Fallout 76. It doesn't have cross save. I want to be able to boot into Xbox app in full screen, but a compact mode, and all my social experiences there. Like, I want to feel like the dash of my Xbox when I turn on the television, except I want it on those devices. Now, according to Spencer, the Xbox hardware team is looking at some different hardware and some other factors that they could do. So, we shall see what happens there. Speaking of Xbox, Microsoft did reach an agreement with Crash Bandicoot, once again from IGN. And back in February, Toys for Bob did announce its plans to spin off from Microsoft-owned Activision, just to become an indie developer. But Toys for Bob, which is the developer behind Skylanders, Spyro, Reignited Trilogy, and Crash Bandicoot games, but it was also part of the Call of Duty support studio, but they were looking into a partnership with the new studio and Microsoft. And both Microsoft and Activision were supportive of its new direction. Now, fans of Toys for Bob were projecting that they could be revivals of Crash, Spyro, another IP. But now, the partnership is a done deal. And Microsoft is going to fund development with some games that'll be similar that Toys for Bob did in the past. So, we'll keep our eyes on it. Hey, they said we could. Just like we could look out for some of these games. Because there are some games that'll be coming out. There'll be some things coming out this spring. As Polygon, they did give an entertainment preview. If you want to look at it, they got animes, movies, books, and TV shows this spring. And yes, that would include Fallout, the series. So go take a look. Now we get to the sports corner. Oh boy, hey, here comes PlayStation. Because if you have Patreon, if you're in our Discord, go to thegroupquest.com and look for a Discord. You would see that PlayStation put up 4 links, and they're all repeat.gg, because Warzone, the Resurgent Cup, is $3,000. That's what you could win. The Fortnite Build Rank Duels Cup is at $2,000. The PUBG Battlegrounds, the FPP Cup, $1,000. And yes, you could do all of that stuff. The links are in our Discord, which, no, I did not put the news in the Discord. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll do that later. I don't know. I got some stuff to do. But anyway, speaking of stuff, Stellar Blade is getting a free demo this Friday. So if you're interested in the game, via GameInformer.com. This Friday, March 29th, people can go in headfirst into the game's opening moments, and they would get an idea of what the game looks like, not just what's on their screen. Now they can play it themselves. Hey, I've got the game on pre-order. Think I'm not curious? We shall see. And we'll see what Shift Up can do. Shift, you ding-dongs. Not the other word, come on. Oh, words, huh? Maybe we got words for this PC. PC Games End did say that there's a tiny Asus gaming PC that has an NVIDIA RTX 4070 and a 16-core Intel CPU. And it's for $1,629, which you can get that online. Now, essentially, there are two models that are included here. The price I just gave you is for the, here we go, RNUC14SRKU7168AUI version, which will give you the Intel Core 7 with 6P cores, 8E cores, and 2 low power E cores at 4.8 GHz maximum turbo clock speed, along with an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 laptop GPU, along with a 16-bit of DDR5 memory. But the downside there is you only get 512 gigabytes of SSD. Now, the other model, here we go again, RNUC14SRKU9189AUI model is priced at $2,200. And that'll get you 1 terabyte SSD, 32 gigabytes of DDR memory, and a GeForce RTX 4070 laptop GPU, and a Core Ultra 9 185Hz CPU. And that CPU is why the price is so high. So you can get those if you want a PC, and a slim gaming PC at that. Now if you want to save some money, well, we'll save that one for later, I'm sorry. I'm talking about money. VG247 says that you can get a digital bobblehead of the man called Jim Ryan. That was a former PlayStation boss, and after retiring, there's now a commemorative bobblehead that you can get. So yes, there's that for you Jim Ryan fans. If you're waiting for Final Fantasy 16 to come out on PC, it's coming very soon. WCCF Tech says that there's also going to be a playable demo along with the complete edition with the DLC when it comes to PC. Now the producer, Naoki Yoshida, did come out on the PC version of the game. He did say that everything's coming along quite smoothly. Now he couldn't confirm a release window, but he did say that we won't have to wait a year for the game. So he thinks that the marketing cycles were not well suited for the PC market. But when it does come out, well, at least for the demo, you'll be able to see how your game runs on the machine before the purchase. So that'll help with your purchasing thoughts. Now, Final Fantasy 16, we'll get the DLC next month with the Rising Tide expansion, with a new ally and a new area, along with some in-game content. And it looks like that all that stuff will be going to PC when that comes out for PC. Now I can get to this one. Persona 3 is on sale. Persona 3 Reload is now 43% off. You can get it at Best Buy, Amazon, Target, all at $40, down from $70. Yep, to my understanding, very good game. So go check that out. And after you go check that out, you can go check us out too. We are Group Quest. We are Dawn Forge. You know what that comes with. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.